Blog Talk Radio.
So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. When the gates come open and they let in the crowds, it's time to step up and start knocking them down. When the clock hits zero, I'm gonna be the hero. A life of infamy is my destiny. I got my teeth knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself walked off, stalked, and couldn't win it. Got myself back up, bears down, and go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on.
I'm grinding gears in a Chevy like Junior on Sunday, and I'm gonna wear the crown till you take it from me. 8 seconds, you know it's really rough when we ride. Going hard out the chute like I'm Justin McBride or Rob Coleman. Cowboys ain't never about folding. Too busy living life, fall out for the moment. Park Bonifay couldn't see me on a wakeboard. Tony Hawk shivering since I got my skateboard.
Go ahead. So go ahead.
All right. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Making 8 Outreach, M80's second show we're doing today. We are live on the air, and we are glad that you are here with us. We are really excited about what's going on today. We actually got a little something special today because today would be my 30th birthday, and we're here celebrating that. We're excited about what's going on. And, we're pumped up today. We're getting explosive. And, we're going to hopefully talk a little bit about some rodeos and, just talked to a buddy of mine about 2 minutes ago. And, unfortunately, he got bucked off this weekend both days. But, we're really getting excited about what we're doing here. And, we're trying to get these guys pumped up and get them ready for these rodeos. Yesterday we did our first show and, it didn't go quite as well as we'd really hoped. So we were really, really nervous. And we think we knocked out a lot of those jitterbugs, and we're ready to go. So we're getting excited and we're getting pumped up. But we are going to do our little birthday special today. We got hopefully a lot of guys listening out there, a lot of old friends, and we're going to spend this time reflecting on our last 30 years. Really, it's been. Been a long road and definitely hasn't been an easy one, but we're here and we're gonna get pumped up and we're gonna hopefully get you guys a little pumped up and we're gonna start off with a little birthday tune for me. This is I found this yesterday and really felt like this is my new birthday song. So we're excited about it. You guys sit back and get ready to call in. We're definitely looking for your calls. Call in, give us some birthday love today, and we'll try to do what we can and get you guys pumped up. If you're interested in calling in, call in at 646-915-9940. That's 646-915-9940. We'll be right back with our first caller.
Once a year we celebrate with stupid hats and plastic plates the fact that you were able to make another trip around the sun. And the whole clan gathers round and gifts and laughter do abound. And we let out a joyful sound and sing that stupid song.
Happy birthday!
Now you're 1 year older.
Happy birthday!
Your life still isn't over.
Happy birthday!
You did not accomplish much, but you didn't die this year. I guess that's good enough.
Let's drink to your fading health and hope you don't remind yourself your chance of finding fame and wealth decrease with every year. Does it feel like you're doing laps and eating food and taking naps and hoping that someday perhaps your life will hold some cheer?
Happy birthday!
What have you done that matters?
Happy birthday!
You're starting to get fatter.
Happy birthday!
It's downhill from now on. Try not to remind yourself your best years are all gone.
If cryogenics were all free, then you could live like Walt Disney and live for all eternity inside a block of ice. But instead your time is set, this is the only life you get, and though it hasn't ended yet, sometimes you wish it might.
Happy birthday!
You wish you had
had more money.
Happy birthday.
Your life's so sad, it's funny.
Happy birthday.
How much more can you take? But your friends are hungry, so just cut the stupid cake.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
All right, guys, we are back, and, you know, we're really excited. That's my new birthday song, so any of you guys listening out there that know me, you know, pretty well, you know, that's me. So just, you know, you guys sit back and relax. You know, we're having a little trouble with our switchboard right now, but, you know, we're going to get this thing kicked off, and, you know, we know that that devil's just trying to come against this show, and, you know, we're just... you know, we don't have a script today. We don't, you know, we're not trying to lay anything out. We're just going to talk from our hearts, and we're going to have fun with this. You know, that's what we're here to do. So, you know, we're just, we're really excited, and, you know, hope you guys are too. Hope you guys are getting excited about yourselves. You know, we really want to reflect on these last 30 years, and we're just excited. You know, it's been, I've been known around the bull riding circuit and around these rodeos as the creepy old guy. You know, because I'm so old to compete, you know, against some of these younger kids. But I'm telling you, we can still do it, you know. So if you know you're old and you think you don't have it in you, just you know, take a look at me. I mean, 30 years old out there jumping on these bulls. You know we can still do it. So we're gonna get our first caller right now, and you know, hopefully get some birthday loving, and you know, we're gonna talk and find out what we got out here. So you're on the air.
Hi, I just wanted to call and wish you a very, very happy birthday, and I know that God is truly on your life, and I know that you are going to be very, very blessed.
Well, thank you very much. You know, I wouldn't miss that voice for anything in the world, you know. And, you know, at 30 years old, you know, I know there's always people out there older than me, so, I, you know, I don't feel so bad, to be honest with you. But I appreciate your call, Mom, and, you know, we're glad that you're listening, and hopefully you'll tune in some more. We're really excited about what we have going on. So, you know, this is a big experience for us, and, you know, we're really excited here today. We're putting this thing out on the net, and, you know, we're letting other people know that, you know, we're explosive. We're getting explosive about God and explosive about everything in our lives, and, you know, we're gonna really turn this into a true outreach, and, you know, like I said, I definitely appreciate your call, and hopefully we'll get a few more out there. So sit back and listen for the next, you know, 22 minutes or so, and just, you know, listen to what we have to say. We're here, and, you know, we're definitely, we're getting ready. So thanks, Mom, for your call.
Absolutely. I love you.
All right.
Bye.
See ya. All right, guys. Well, you know, we're really excited about what we have going on, and you know, we're glad. It just wouldn't be right unless you talk to your mama on your birthday. You know, that's just the way it goes. But you know, we're really pumped up, and you know, we're just you know, wanting to reflect a little bit. You know, like I said, it definitely hasn't been an easy 30 years, but you know, we're glad. We're glad for what we have, and you know, hopefully I got a lot of friends out there listening, and hopefully they'll start calling in when they can. You know, if you guys are interested in calling, it's 646-915-9940. And, you know, we do want to thank all the listeners out there, because this is really what this site is going to be made of. This is what this whole outreach is going to be made of. It's going to be made from you. So, you know, we want you guys to keep tuning in and tell your friends, and hopefully we'll get them out there as well. You know, I can remember going to a couple rodeos, and I was up in Tennessee once a couple years ago, and, you know, getting ready to go ride my bull. Before I did, you know, I had to go over and get some Tylenol and ibuprofen, and one of the guys over there pulling my rope, you know, he's like, you know, you're getting pretty old if you got to take that stuff. But you know what? You know, when the time comes, when it comes down to it, we get out there, and, you know, we're going to still do it anyways, and, like I said, it doesn't matter how old you are, it's how young you are at heart. And, you know, right now we're feeling like we're pretty young, and we're going to keep doing this, and, you know, we're going to keep at it, you know. My family life, you know, that certainly reminds me of what it, you know, what it's like to be 30, you know. I mean, three kids now, and, you know, just taking back and you know, having to take care of them, it kind of reminds you, but, you know, we definitely get out there, and, you know, we're going to work you know, we're going to work at being young, and we're going to keep our bodies young and do what we can to try to stay young, and so we can get out there and keep going at this. So we're going to play a little bit of music, and then when we come back, hopefully we'll get a few more callers out there. So you guys don't go anywhere, and, you know, we definitely appreciate you listening. Guys, we're back, and you know, speaking of Making Eight, you know, we really want you guys to keep updated with this website, you know, making8.com. You know, this is really new to us, and you know, we're really excited about what we have going on with this site. You know, we started to talk yesterday a little bit about the history, and you know, like I said, I tried writing things out on a script, and it just didn't work out real well. It wasn't me, and you know, I want to come from the heart, and I want to talk about you know, how we really created this site, and you know, some of the goals we really have. We really didn't touch on a lot of that, you know, yesterday, and that's really what we're here for. We're here to help you guys achieve your goals, and you know what, some of the goals that we really have, some of the more recent goals, the newer goals that we have, the ones that are real close. You know, we've got our logo now designed, and you know, we're really excited about that. And we're gonna, you know, we're gonna work on developing this, and you know, we're gonna get these things on shirts, and we're gonna get these things on hats and stickers and everything like that. So when you get out there, you know, keep tabs on that. You know, start looking in these stores. You know, we're gonna have this, you know, the storefront on our website put up, so that way we can start selling this stuff as soon as it comes in. You know, we're going to start off with some T-shirts, and, you know, we really want you guys to help support us. You know, this is what's going to really carry us over, and this is what's going to really help us, you know, to continue this outreach. This is, you know, this is going to kind of be our bread and butter, and we're going to put this money back into it. You know, we're going to really support this ministry, and we're going to be able to travel these rodeos, and, you know, we really want to be able to do some on-air broadcasting from the rodeos that we're traveling out to. You know, we're going to talk to some different, you know, some of different rodeo guys. You know, we're going to talk to different bull riders, or, you know, maybe they're even can chasers and everything. So don't think this site is just for bull riders. You know, we want to make it for, you know, we want to make it for everybody. So, you know, we're getting real excited about that, and, you know, we're going to continue to do that. You know, like I said, we've got so many goals. We're going to start up an M80 page. You know, it's going to be a cowboy cowgirl page, and it's going to be more of a networking page that we can, you know, we can sit back and, you know, we're going to be able to network and help others reach out, and we're going to be able to communicate through the websites. You know, it's going to be kind of like a MySpace deal. You know, you can go in and design your own profiles and set up a portfolio for yourselves, and, you know, we really hope this is going to be successful too. So you guys, you know, just hang on. You know, once we really start getting this thing developed here within the next month or so, that's what we're looking, you know, some of the things we're looking to really do for the site. You know, we've got a lot more going on. We've got, things like long-term, you know, we really want to be able to develop a ranch. We want to be able to set out to, you know, help young teenagers and really work with teens and things like that. So we've got a great outreach going. You know, we're not looking at this to be a profit for us. We want to be able to utilize this to help others. So what we're going to do is we're going to take the funds that we get from our, you know, our donations and from our shirts and our hats and stuff that we're going to sell. You know, number one, that's going to put our word out. You know, that's going to put our name out there, and that's going to let other people know that, hey, we're here. And you know, then what we're going to do is we're going to utilize that and spread our outreach. You know, so we want you guys to really support that, because you know, without you guys out there, we're not going to be able to continue to do this. And you know, we know that this is where God wants us, and we're excited about it. You know, I really don't feel like he put us in a situation to ride bulls, you know, to get out there and actually get on these animals, especially at 25 years old. He's not going to put me in a position to do that without having some other plan for me. And, you know, it is what it is. And you know, we just have to kind of go with it. And I hope that, you know, you have a chance to reflect on your life. You know, I mean, my job, you know, that I'm about to leave for in about 45 minutes is actually, you know, I mean, I work on an ambulance, and, you know, helping people is what I do. I mean, you know, I really questioned that just about 2 weeks ago. I really had a hard time with that. And I said, you know, why would I be in a situation like that, you know, to help people? And sometimes I need help myself. We all do, you know, nobody's perfect. But, you know, I think God really showed me that, you know, this is what we're here for. And, you know, he's got a plan for us. And, you know, we just have to be open to accept it. And that's what, you know, that's what we're doing here. You know, I think, you know, with my job, it really enlightened things. You know, we're going to, you know, my job performance has stepped up a lot, I believe. You know, and being able to help other people in my daily job, and then be able to really develop the site. So, you know, God's working in all this, and you know, he's out there. You know, sometimes we may feel down, and we may not really feel like he's truly there, but there's no doubt that he's there for us. And we're gonna play a little song here, you know, and really listen to this. It's called The Voice of Truth. And you know, sometimes when other people say I can't, you know, when they say that I'm not able to do this, you know, it's not up to them. It's not up to them to voice that opinion. It's, you know, it's really what God has, and he is the voice of truth. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, I'm more prone to listen to him. You know, as funny as this show may be, and I know I may have some friends out there just laughing up a storm, because, you know, this is not the same me that I was 6 months ago. So for you guys out there, you know, I mean, I appreciate you guys tuning in and listening to us. But, you know, a lot's changed, and we're really trying to develop this. And, you know, I want to thank you for actually supporting me, you know, even when they say it can't be done. You know, I mean, I have that voice of truth, and that's what I listen to. So we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Climb out of this boat and then under the crashing waves, to step out of my comfort zone into the realm of the unknown, where Jesus is and he's holding out his hand. But the waves are calling out my name, and they laugh at me, reminding me of all the times I've tried before and failed. Way they keep on telling me time and time again, boy, you never win, you never win. But the voice of truth tells me a different story. The voice of truth says, do not be
Guys, we're back, and if you really listen to those words, you know, I mean, the voice of truth, you know, I mean, you know, no matter what we have, you know, going on in our lives, you know, we're stepping out on the against those giants, and you know, they're, you know, when they think they have us down, that's when we listen to the voice of truth, and it really picks us up. So, you know, that song is real inspirational to me, and, you know, it just means a lot, and every time I hear it, I really think about that. So, you know, it gives me time to reflect, you know, my old age, when guys say I can't, you know, and that's where we have that other song, you know, Say I Won't. You know, my whole life has been that way. When they say I wasn't big enough to join the military, when they said, you know, I wasn't strong enough to play football, it was those things that challenged me, and that's what I use for fuel, you know, when I get out here. You know, even in my daily task, when guys say, you know, you can't do this, it's, you know, say I won't and I will, you know, because I've got the voice of truth, and that's what carries me on. So, you know, I want to send a special thanks out to the guys that are on the chat room right now, and, you know, they're out here talking it up, and, you know, we appreciate you guys being out there. Thanks for the birthday loves. You know, we're excited about it. Like I said, not excited about turning 1 year older, you know, but hey, it is what it is, you know, we're going to make the best of it. So, you know, I still feel like I'm in my 20s on the inside. I don't think that's really changed much. So, you know, we're going to keep rolling with it. But, you know, we've only got about 5 minutes left in this show. And, You know, we want to thank a few people. We really want to thank the support of my family that's really been out there. And I want to thank all my friends that have been out there on the air listening to this. You know, it means a lot to have you guys out there. You know, you guys are the starting point for this, and you guys are really seeing this whole thing develop. And, you know, when this thing turns as big as what we're really feeling it's gonna, you know, you can sit back and say, hey, man, you know, I knew him before he was big. And, you know, just when they say that it can't be done, you know, like I said, I listen to my voice to truth, and I know it's going to get me by. You know, I've had a really wonderful birthday. You know, my kids have been really great, and they've been really supportive. You know, it got me some really cool gifts, and, you know, it means a lot. And that's where it's at. You know, it's important for me to be able to do that with the family members and, you know, spend time with the family and, you know, the loved ones. You know, that's where it's at. So, you know, I hope you guys have really enjoyed this show today. I really do. I hope it's a little bit easier going than yesterday. I hope it was, you know, like I said, reading from a script thing just isn't going to cut it on this thing. And we're going to do a lot more of them. I want you guys to stay tuned. We've got a show coming up on May 3rd. And, you know, we've got that one scheduled. We may be throwing a few more in there beforehand, you know, because we're so excited about what's going on. We've also got one, you know, on May 17th. So mark your calendars on this one, guys. This is May 17th is actually Armed Forces Day, and you know, we're going to do a tribute to the troops. You know, we're going to reflect and remember a little bit that these guys are over there. You know, they're fighting and they're doing a tough job. And you guys just keep in mind that this is internet based. This is not on a regular radio station where they're not going to. You know, these guys are going to be able to tune in and really listen to what you guys have to say. And hopefully, we'll get some callers in. We're really hoping to have some special guests, maybe even from that area. So, you know, over in Iraq or over in Afghanistan. So we're really, you know, really hoping that this will fall through. We're working hard these next 2 weeks or next 3 weeks to plan this and get this thing set up. So mark your calendars. It's May 17th. It's going to be at 4:30 again. So you guys listen up on this and, you know, keep in tune. Check back to the website every day because we may be posting more shows. You know, we may be putting a few more out there. It depends on what kind of response we get from these next few. So, you know, I'm going to send it off just a little bit with this happy birthday song again because, you know, it is my birthday, and if it's your birthday out there, if you got a birthday coming up, I want you to sit back and just think about it. You know, hey, we're still here. We're not dead, and that's got to be worth something, you know. So, you know, you guys, thanks for listening today, and hopefully you guys will tune in, and, you know, we'll see you next time. So take care, and God bless.
Once a year we celebrate with stupid hats and plastic plates the fact that you were able to make another trip around the sun. And the whole clan gathers round and gifts and laughter do abound. And we let out a joyful sound and sing that stupid song.
Happy birthday!
Now you're 1 year older.
Happy birthday!
Your life still isn't over.
Happy birthday!
You did not accomplish much, but you didn't die this year. I guess that's good enough.
So let's drink to your fading health and hope you don't remind yourself your chance of finding fame and wealth decrease with every year. Does it feel like you're doing laps and eating food and taking naps and hoping that someday perhaps your life will hold some cheer?
Happy birthday!
What have you done that matters?
Happy birthday!
You're starting to get fatter.
Happy birthday!
It's downhill from now on. Try not to remind yourself your best years are all gone.
If cryogenics were all free, then you could live like Walt Disney and live for all eternity inside a block of ice. But instead your time is set, this is the only life you get, and though it hasn't ended yet, sometimes you wish it might.
Happy birthday!
You wish you had more money.
Happy birthday!
Your life's so sad, it's funny.
Happy birthday!
How much more can you take? But your friends are hungry, so just chuck the stupid cake.
Happy birthday! Happy birthday!
So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on.
When the gates come open and they let in the crowds, it's time to step up and start knocking them down. When the clock hits zero, I'm gonna be the hero of life. But infamy is my destiny. I got my teeth knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself rocked off, started, couldn't win it. Got myself back up, bear down, and go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on.
I'm grinding gears in a Chevy like Junior on Sunday, and I'm gonna wear the crown till you take it from me. 8 seconds, you know what's really rough when we ride. Going hard out the chute like I'm Justin McBride or Rob Coleman. Cowboys ain't never about folding. Too busy living life, fall out for the moment.